Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter, somebody wrote in and asked, they have trouble sticking to and believing in a system. They tend to drop a system as soon as they start showing less than stellar results, and they start looking for the next holy grail. What would you say to them?
Yeah. So this is really common. In fact, we had another question that came in just before this one, and it was basically the same question. So this happens a lot, and I've been there. I know what it's like. It's really frustrating to have a situation where you think you have the perfect system, you trade it for a while, it doesn't look so good, and then you need to find another one, and you feel, or you need to tweak the original one, but eventually you give up and you find another one. So here, there's a three-part process to this. Number one, go to fxjake.com/risk and plug in your reward to risk ratio, your win rate, and the risk per trade, assuming that you're keeping the risk same per trade, like 1%, 2%, whatever. And then what you can calculate is the chances or the probability that you will hit a drawdown of X percent. Let's say you're trying to avoid a 20% drawdown. You can plug all your numbers in, plug the amount that you've been risking, and see if you're going to hit that drawdown level. You may be surprised. Okay. So what that means is you'll need to reduce your risk if you want to avoid that drawdown level. Why would you do this? Because the number one reason why traders give up on a strategy is because they end up hitting a drawdown that they didn't anticipate and they freak out. So that's number one. So understand your risk. Number two is this a strategy that you really believe in, or is this something that somebody posted the results on the internet and said, wow, look at this, this is amazing, and you just said, oh, I'll copy that. Because if you do that, you're always going to, the end game of that is you will always end up changing or dumping the system. Always. All of the time. Like 100% of the time. So you need to make sure that what you believe in is mirrored in your strategy. If you don't believe that the best way to make money is from a runaway market that just keeps going and going and going, then you can't trade a trend system, right? You're not a trend follower. Yeah. So that's number two. And then finally, number three is, if you really, really, really believe that this is the system for me, right? And you understand your risk profile and you understand that you've got your risk set to a level that it's highly unlikely that you run into a drawdown of the degree that will make you say, ah, this sucks, I'm going to dump the system. Then number three is, you need to look at execution. Okay, here's an example, actually. I'll pull this up. Let me share with you. So here's a trading account that I've got and I've been testing, right? And let me share with you the account history, the trades, okay? So let's just see. So this is what's happening with this account, okay? All right. Okay, so you've got a losing trade, break even, losing trade. Okay, that's what this account has had, right? Those are the trades that I've had over the last, I don't know, 3 weeks or whatever, testing this strategy. Now, a lot of traders would look at that and go, whoa, there's no way I would ever trade that, right? Like I can't do that. I can't trade that system. There's too many losers in there. But what if I were to tell you that when this system gets a winner, it will completely engulf all of those losing trades, because those losing trades were like 20, 30, 40 bucks, and the winner is going to be like 17 times that, right? So that's the thing. Like, you know, and so what I'm focusing on when I trade is, am I executing? Am I doing what I'm supposed to do? And so I need to reward myself based on, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Not whether or not the market has randomly thrown me a bone or not, right? If the market randomly throws me a winner or randomly throws me a loser, that's no reason to change my system. And unfortunately, that's what most traders do. Even if they have their risk down, even if they have the right strategy for their personality, they end up changing things because of the random winners and losers that have been dealt to them. So that's the mistake here that I'm trying to get across, that people should avoid. it's you know, remember, you need to reward execution. Here's what's going to make you money as a trader: having a strategy that fits your beliefs, understanding the risk parameters of that strategy, and trading it repeatedly over and over again like a robot, doing exactly what you should do according to the rules of the system and nothing else. And reward yourself for doing that. Even if you have seven losers in a row, even if you have three break-even trades in a row, reward yourself for doing the right thing, knowing that the pay will come later. I know this sounds crazy, and some people go, well, I can't do that or whatever. Well, then maybe, you know, maybe trading is not for you, because it really, what it comes down to is execution. Trading is a game, is a mathematical game of probabilities that comes down to execution. If you execute better than your fellow trader, you win his money. That's how it works, right? That's the game. And as you know, as retail traders, the broker's going to get his money. Okay, you don't have to worry about the broker. Broker gets his money. The question is, are you going to get the money from the other traders? Basically, that's, as a retail trader, that's what you're going to do. You're going to teach those other traders that are undisciplined, that are changing their systems over and over again, you're going to teach them a lesson because you get their money. That's how it works. It's like poker, you know. The guy that plays poker, I don't know much about poker, but I do know that if you're really good at poker, you're probably pretty good at reading other people. And, you know, and when someone puts all their chips in the middle and you win all their chips, it's like you're teaching them a lesson. They shouldn't have been so bold, or they made a mistake, or they shouldn't have been bluffing or whatever. Same thing with trading. You're teaching other traders a lesson when you get their money, when they donate their money to your account. So that's how it works. And I know it's kind of crazy and it sounds kind of mean or whatever, but no, not really. I mean, we all have to pay our dues. And eventually, if you do this long enough and you get to where you understand the rules of the game, you win. You just have to do it long enough. You have to stick with it and understand risk, believe in your strategy, fit it to your beliefs, and then go for it and keep executing. That's really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. And I hope that helps. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And I know we've talked about that several times on this podcast, but I think it's worth mentioning again and maybe a couple more times after this.
Yeah.
Just because it is so important and it is really hard to get through your head.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is, because drawdowns are painful, you know, and feeling like a loser is painful. But if you understand the big picture, the long view, you're in a better situation. So hopefully that helps. It's a great question.
Totally.
Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.